It is the Shoot Around presented by Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Hogan, CJ Akey in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Our U.S. Army Legend of the Week is a basketball coach. All right, that's what I'm going to call him. He's a basketball coach. The all-time winningest women's basketball coach in OVC history. 545 wins, that's like 200 more than I think Kevin McMillan, maybe in second place, and just a good guy. And when I was the TSU play-by-play announcer, well, I still am, Larry was the coach. Just such he was such a kind man and treated me so professionally and so well. Larry Joe Inman, Larry, good morning.
Greg, how you doing, fellas? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. Say hello to Coach Tom Hodges.
Morning, Coach.
I got to speak to Hodges?
Yeah.
No, Coach. It's great to talk to you, Coach Hodges.
Great to have you on, Coach. Thanks for carving out some time for us.
You know, and he said he contributed to that victory total of yours.
There is no doubt.
Yeah, he made a little, but he didn't much because he was a very tough opponent, I'll just tell you.
We're still trying to get the ball up the court against Coach Inman's press. We might have just turned it over before the break. My goodness. Give me nightmares when Greg told me we were having you on.
We had fun, though, didn't we, Coach?
We had too much fun. Too much fun, and they paid us for it. So
Yeah,
that's true. Good point.
How you doing, man? Everything good?
I went through some health problems a little bit. In April, I had to have back surgery, so I've been kind of recovering from that. I went in walking, came out, and couldn't stand up. So that was a drastic change, and I've been rehabbing ever since. And I rehab now every day, you know, just to try to get myself back to some normalcy.
Well, that would be out there coaching, right? Do you miss that part of it? I mean, obviously.
Greg, you just don't know how bad I miss the kids. I know Coach Hodges knows what I'm saying. When you're away from them, you just miss them so much. They're such a part of your life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Coach, in preparation for this, you know, when I always thought about you and I always was ever impressed by your resume and really how you got going. You're a coach's coach all the way back to junior high school to college. Just talk about that transition. I'm a firm believer that the best coaching is done in the junior high and high school ranks.
Well, to me, it's a preparation for where you're trying to go to with the game, you know. And the kids, you know, I love my kids in junior high, and we had the same emphasis in junior high as we had in major college. It was just, you know, they were people that were working and had something that they want to accomplish. And there's a lot of sacrifices regardless of what level you're coaching. And you're trying to teach your kids how to sacrifice for each other and to bring everything to fruition in championships. And so, for me, I prepared myself for every level, and every level prepared me for the next level. And so, it was just a great transition for me. It was exciting because it was different. And, you know, I have to say I was very fortunate, very lucky. We were successful at every level and won championships and just had great, great, wonderful kids that sacrificed for each other for the common goal of winning a championship. And you know what that's like, Coach.
Yep. It's not easy. You don't just roll out of bed and they hand you a trophy.
No, absolutely not. But it's so much fun, isn't it? The whole thing is, and Greg, you know this, the whole fun is accomplishing it and getting there and doing it together and seeing the sacrifices. And the positive feeling you get from the sacrifices that were made just to get there. You know, we won an OVC championship, Tom, in 2015. But you'd have thought we won a national championship. You know, the kids
Absolutely.
Were so excited. It was so exhilarating because they had sacrificed so much to try to get there. So, it's just, I love coaching. I'd go back today if the job was right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well,
still love it.
Talk about making that step. You're head coach at Mount Juliet High School. Then you become the head coach at MTSU in 78. Six regular season titles, four OVC tournaments in 8 years, four straight years in the NCAA tournament. three times OVC Coach of the Year, and that was just – I'm just talking about the MTSU years now.
Those were the good old days, Greg.
Yeah, well, and you had some good old days at Eastern Kentucky, too. We'll get to that, although I'm a Western Kentucky guy. But –
Well, we won't hold that against you, Greg. We can overcome that, I think, in this interview.
Just making that transition from high school directly to college and then having so much success so quickly.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like when I walked in that gym and looked around, it's kind of like Hoosiers, you know? I'm thinking, I finally arrived. It's great. It's an awesome thing to accomplish that and get there. But I hadn't played my first game yet. Then I thought, man, have I made the right decision? This is tough. It's going to be tough. And so, I contemplated always when you move one area to the next, did I make the right decision? Can I help these kids like I helped my other kids? And it wasn't long, but everything, you know, you put your system in place and you put the people in the right places, and then it all of a sudden it takes off. And with experience, with time, you know, you finally get to where you want to go with it.
And then at Eastern Kentucky, pretty much the same way. You took over a program that was nowhere, and then you win the OVC championship five times and the NCAA tournament twice. And just the run you had there, you know, and I was up there, I don't know when it was, several years ago, and there's a mural around the court, and there's a picture of Larry, and I had a picture made, and I took my selfie in front of you, Larry, with your big mural there. on either one of us, but
you know what? I was up there for about 20 years. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But I'll just tell you, it was a great place to coach. It was a great atmosphere. It was something like you said. You know, the great thing for me, and you know where my records go. You know, the thing about it is, everywhere I've been, they were not real successful. My thing, my driving point, was to teach those kids how to finally be successful in the things that they miss and the happiness that they miss not accomplishing the things they were capable of accomplishing. And that's always kind of been my MO. I'm driven to that. You know what I mean? To help them do something they've never done.
Well,
for them to share the happiness they shared, you know? It was unbelievable. And Eastern was just another place that they opened their arms. They welcomed me and my family in, and my wife was there, and we had a great time. I mean, met a lot of great people, and you know, like you said, we had a lot of success. But a lot of that success is because we had great kids. I'll tell you this story real quick. We had a little get together. I don't know, probably a couple months ago, up in Lexington, Kentucky, with some of my alumni kids that played for me that were great players. And we just had a great time. You know, Greg, it was like we never left. That's the closest that we had as a team. It's kind of like a family reunion. Everybody gets back together. Of course, we did have good food, so that did help. You know? But it was fun. It was a great time. The kids were excited about being there. And there's so many wonderful stories that were told. A lot of them I didn't even know about. How's that? I found out some good things, and I found out some bad things, you know. But it was fun. It was so much fun to see them and see their appreciation that they had for being together. And it's like we had never left. But wonderful people. I mean, I have so many stories I could tell you about my kids. The years that were just wonderful people.
Well, there's stories on the other side of those kids. I can assure you, it might have been a real happy place for you, Coach, but I don't think as a young coach I ever got my rear end chewed out more than at Eastern Kentucky when Bill Worrell would look at me like I was supposed to bring the ball up the floor against that press of yours. And my goodness, your teams were known for just an aggressive, really tenacious style. Talk a little bit about how you developed in that. I mean, because that was the hallmark of your Eastern Kentucky teams, your TSU teams. I was fortunate enough to play against both of them, and you knew when you played a Larry Joe Inman team, you were going to get guarded about the first step off the bus.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I felt like that's the way the game was supposed to be played. And you had so many square feet you had to play in, and if you didn't utilize that space, you were wasting your time. So, you know, like you said, when you got off the bus, we're going to be in your face and trying to play. But, you know, the thing about it was, I just felt like you got to play aggressive, and that's the way we taught it. And, yeah, you may foul sometimes, but we're going to take our lumps. We're going to develop our depth where it's not going to matter. And that's what we did, and we were lucky. When you first started, we weren't so lucky. We were getting beat, but I just knew where I'd been before, that once we developed the system, we could change the defense to do what we need to do, that it would prove or turn into fruition for our team. And our kids, we sold it, they bought into it, and then they applied it, and kind of like you said, the rest is history. And, you know, we always liked that. A lot of people thought we taught them to play dirty, but we didn't play dirty. We taught them to play aggressive. And we may foul you, but we didn't worry about it.
Okay? Oh, I know. I know you didn't worry about it. And of course, we'd be on the opposite sideline just, you know, good gracious. That's attempted assault on the mean streets of Cookeville. And Larry Joe's got his arm around, you know, the OVC's finest officials of the day, and they're just telling jokes and, you know, telling down-home stories on the other end. My goodness. That was, to me, the good old days.
We were having fun, though, Tom.
We can say it's fun now.
Yeah.
I don't know. In real time, I would have. But, man, your teams are good, Coach. I say that with all reverence.
You did a great job, too. You had wonderful kids. And, you know what it's like in coaching. Every coach has great kids. And a lot of them will buy into what they're trying to sell. Some of them won't buy. So the bottom line is, you know, you had great kids, great teams, and when you played a Tom Hodges team, you knew you was in trouble because you guys really played hard and very good execution. You had more offenses than three teams had, you know?
we're
trying to break your press, maybe, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Larry Joe Emmony is our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, the all-time winningest women's basketball coach in OVC history. What you did at TSU, for the first time in 20 years, taking that program to the NCAA tournament, like Teresa had done it, Teresa Phillips had done it in the mid-90s. You did it as well there. In a lot of ways, was that some validation? Like, you needed it, right? But here you are. You've taken a third OVC team to the NCAA tournament.
You know what it is, Greg? It's just a way of life, and that's what you try to teach and preach and live. And, you know, I tell you what, I had some wonderful kids there, too, as well. They bought into what we were doing. It took us a little while to get it in place, but it was a great experience. And let me tell you something. I don't think I've ever had a team that felt the exhilaration that they felt when we won that OVC championship. We talked about it. We preached it. We tried to execute the things, and finally it came, and we won. We beat a great UT Martin team down there that I didn't think we had a Chinaman's chance of winning, but our kids pulled together and put it all together. And I've just never seen kids that were so exhilarated at winning because, you know what, like you said, it had been 20 years since they won a championship. So they were a part of history. They were a part of changing history in a very positive way. And, you know, it's just, I was so, it may be the probably most gratifying championship I'd ever won.
Wow.
Was at TSU, you know?
Larry, we could sit here all day and talk, man. Yeah. We just blew through like 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, thank you, man.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for making me inclusive. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll come see you over there in Mount Juliet, okay?
All right, man. Come see us.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
A basketball coach's coach.
He really is. I mean, truly, and I'm fortunate enough to have been so closely associated with Rick Ensel, who he was coming up when Larry Joe was established at Mount Juliet. So you get to hear some of those stories, and really one of the cornerstones of high school basketball in the state of Tennessee. I don't think he gets enough credit for his foundation of how making high school girls basketball important really before it was
fashionable. Well, back then it was 3-on-3, right? In the half court.
But, man, he had some good players come. Susie Gardner, you know, they had some great players come through Mount Juliet before his time at Middle.
Yeah.